This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to West Bengal and Assam beginning today. On the first day of his visit, Prime Minister will flag off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati Kamakhya at Malda Town Railway Station and Guwahati Kamakhya Howrah virtually. He will also lay the foundation stone of multiple rail and road infrastructure projects worth more than 3,250 crore rupees in a public function at Malda, West Bengal. Prime Minister will further virtually flag off four new Amrit Bharat Express trains in Malda. Later in the evening, he will participate in the Bagurumda Dwiho 2026, a historic cultural event celebrating the rich heritage of the Bodo community in Guwahati, Assam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Start of the India program is not just a scheme but a rainbow vision that connects diverse sectors with new opportunities. Addressing an event marking a decade of Start of India on National Startup Day in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said, "The Startup India mission has become a revolution in just 10 years, fostering a new culture across the country." The Prime Minister also lauded the role of women in startup ecosystem, noting that over 45% of recognized startups in India have at least one female director or partner.
Aaj 45% se jyada recognized startups mein kam se kam ek mahila director ya partner hai. Women led startup funding ke mamle mein Bharat duniya ka dusra sabse bada ecosystem ban chuka hai. Startups ka ye inclusive momentum Bharat ke samarthya ko aur badha raha hai.
Breaching the bastion of the Thackeray family, the alliance of the BJP and Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena secured a clear majority in the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation BMC elections by bagging 118 out of 227 seats. The BJP won 89 seats, while the Shinde-led Sena secured 29. The alliance thus crossed the halfway mark of 114 needed to control the country's richest civic body. The Shiv Sena, UBT, MNS, NCP, SP alliance managed to win 72 seats. The undivided Shiv Sena had ruled the civic body for 25 years since 1997. The Shiv Sena UBT, led by Uddhav Thackeray, won 65 seats. Among other parties, the Congress won 24 seats, AIMIM 8, Ajit Pawar-led NCP 3, and the Samajwadi Party 2. Two independent candidates also won in the high-stakes election held after a nine-year gap. External Affairs Ministry has said that India is keeping a close eye on the prevailing situation in Iran. During a media briefing in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Ranveer Jaiswal said that India is committed to take whatever steps required in the interest of the Indian citizens living in that country. He said around 9,000 citizens, mostly students, are currently living in Iran. Mr. Jaiswal said that in the recent days, considering the situation in Iran, MEA has issued few advisories, suggesting Indians to avoid visiting Iran and also those in Iran are advised to return. In view of deteriorating air quality in the national capital, Commission for Air Quality Management invoked Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan in the entire NCR with immediate effect. The decision was taken after the air quality index in the city recorded at 354 yesterday, which falls into the very poor category. The central government has ensured record availability of fertilizers for farmers during the year 2024-25 to meet their agricultural needs in a timely manner. The Chemical and Fertilizers Ministry said that against an estimated national requirement of about 152.5 crore bags of fertilizers, the government ensured a total availability of around 176.79 crore bags. The ministry said that this surplus availability reflects the government's strong commitment to supporting farmers in maintaining uninterrupted agricultural activities across the country. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Giants by 32 runs in Navi Mumbai last night. Put into bat first, Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 182 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, chasing a target of 183, Gujarat Giants were bowled out for 150 in 18.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.